Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
How's it going tonight, brother?
Not bad, not bad. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, man. I am doing wonderful. The this app has given me problems for a minute, but I got it figured out. I don't know what's going on with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to get it figured out. And to anybody listening, you know, we are working on other platforms. We hope to have something like a YouTube where you can actually, you know, see us. Not that you want to see our face. You probably see it enough on TikTok. But I will just make the interviews more more interesting, I think.
Definitely, definitely. I know I like to see the interviews that I'm watching, even though I don't care about actually seeing the person. I like to watch it. I'm a watch and hear kind of guy, so it'll be better, I think. So, anyways.
Yeah, and, you know, I was talking to our partner there up in Saskatchewan. You know, she's up there with our guest tonight, actually, but same province anyways. And, you know, she's going to handle our social media. She's gonna properly hook us up. So to all of our listeners, you know, just bear with us. We're getting things figured out. We're not radio people. We got no experience in this. We just wanted a place to go hide and be able to speak our mind without people, you know, giving us violations for it.
Absolutely. Somewhere we can talk to our friends and get to know one another and get to expand our network a little bit. So that's what we're doing.
Well, and you know, you look, I mean, we've met some great people. You know, I mean, our guest tonight in particular, you all know him, Chris, a.k.a. Big Red. He's backed by popular demand, kind of bailed us out tonight. Really appreciated that. I wish we had more time to promote it in these things. With TikTok, you know, maybe that's going to be the new trend. They're going to lock me up every right before Monday so we can't promote nothing. But, you know, he's coming on to bail us out, shoot the breeze, and we had a great time. And the thing is, the show stays on the app, so anybody who wants to go back and listen to it while they're driving or something like that is always good.
Yep, you can get on there, Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to any of the episodes starting from the first one on through. And we're going to figure out how to, Kim, she's going to help us figure out how to get these things on Spotify and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and every platform we can so that we can be heard everywhere we can.
Yeah, and that's going to be the beauty of it. You know, to have someone with the skills that she have, I mean, you talk to her, you can really, she knows what she's talking about. So, you know, she's setting up the website for us and, you know, to all of our followers and people who tune into this show, you know, share it with your friends. We really appreciate it. We're going to do some great things. We're going to have some merchandise where we're going to, you know, give a good portion of the proceeds to, you know, missing and exploited children and all these things. You know, we're going to use our voices for good. Although TikTok and, you know, the Ministry of Truth over there in America want to shut us down. You know, we're not going to let them.
We're not going to let them. That's right. Just a couple guys that own businesses that got on TikTok for entertainment and had to start, you know, telling the truth and spreading the word because our medias won't do it and found ourselves here. So that's exactly right. We're going to figure all this out, and we're going to make it as big as we can. So I absolutely love that we have people that are willing to help us, that are willing to join this fight and dedicate their time to it. It's awesome. Met a lot of
and, you know,
people.
Kim there, she actually said, you know, she believes in the cause and that she wanted to donate her time. And I said, no, you know, you and I had already talked about it. You know, we want her in there right with us all the way. So, you know, I'm very happy. Like, the people that we have met through TikTok is something that's irreplaceable. I mean, you know that saying that goes around, I don't have friends, I have family, you know, and I really feel that way towards the people who follow us and the people we follow.
Absolutely, man. I've got so many people's phone numbers. We text, we call, we email each other, you know, funny stuff. It's absolutely. I've met so many people. We've made networks outside of TikTok now, and we're not going anywhere. We're just growing every day. More people are waking up to the corruption that's going on, and it's not going to do anything but grow and get bigger, and more people are going to join this fight, this war that we're in, information war, all types of war that we're in, you know. We've got a lot of people against us, so we need to unite. Patriots, unite.
That's right, brother. And you know, again, we were talking about earlier, you know, how people, you know, you always get the, I seen the people with their children down to the protests and these things, and, you know, it kind of hurt my heart. I mean, you know, it's something that you want to go out. You want to go out as a family. I think that whole thing is great. But, you know, people got to remember there's crazies in every group, not just on the left, but on the right, even amongst, you know, some crooked police officers and these things. And, you know, it's, you know, this is an information war, you know, that, and that's what it's all about. That's why shows like ours is important, and that's why they try and shut it down. You know, protests, these things are nice, but getting the word out what's actually happening is something that's more dangerous than anything else anybody's doing.
Absolutely, and nobody's talking about it. If we're not talking about it, I mean, there's other patriots, don't get me wrong, but our media, our corrupt media in America and in Canada has nothing to do with the real situations that's going on in America or in Canada. They want to keep us in the blind, and they don't want us to know what's going on. So it's crazy.
Well,
it's getting scary.
Coming in with new laws in Canada, of course, where you can't even connect with people in America if you're not already following them. I'm not sure what the bills are all about, but they're trying to shut down. You know, if you're going to have any kind of radio program, you got to get a license through the government. I'm so glad that we are in the States.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
done by design.
Yeah.
U.S. government.
Exactly. Exactly. Keep it over here. And, you know, as long as Joe Biden and his commies stay away from us, we'll be all right. But, you know, they're hiring new committees, and they're working on trying to shut people like us down, even on these type of platforms. So it's getting scary.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, when you got to start a ministry of truth, you know, I know they hate that name. That's why we keep repeating it. But, you know, it's when you have to start that because someone stole your platform, and that's what happened. Twitter was owned by the Democratic Party. We all know it, you know, and you weren't allowed to say nothing. I left Twitter, you know. Once they started getting on with all that foolishness, I left the platform altogether and only come back when Elon bought it and opened it up. It's a lot of fun now because you get to go in and really say what it is you want to say. And, you know, so I've been a little bit devilish, a little more than I normally am.
That's funny. Chris is already calling. Or no, I think that's Kim. Okay, never mind. I thought Chris had already called in, but yeah, you know who was just on TV last week talking about, you know, needing to be able to have more censorship in America and that we needed more, you know, a different way to shut down the misinformation and yada, yada, yada. And that would be Mr. Obama. And then a week later, here we are with the Ministry of Truth coming out. And, yeah, you know who else had a Ministry of Truth, right?
That's right. That's right. Speak.
Joseph Biden, Joseph Stalin, you know, I mean, we could go on. Adolf, it's, you know, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what type of program they're setting up. You know, you don't go around with their propaganda, their agenda, then you're going to be silenced.
Well, and, you know, we all know Obama is running his third term right now. You know, this was all set up. It was all by design. We look at on Twitter, Biden got 39 million followers. Trump got 88, I think it is. You know, and a lot of those Biden followers, I believe, are bots. So Elon, you know, he's in there. He's going to straighten all that stuff up, hopefully. Going to get rid of the bots. And we'll see just how many followers he actually has. Probably like the Alatoya over in Iran or you know, Asia. What's his name? Zha Zha Bing over in China, yeah. Whatever his name is. You know, and that's probably the only two followers he got.
Probably right. Did you see the list of the amount of people that were gaining followers and losing followers on Twitter? I think Donald Trump Jr. Gained like 20-something thousand followers the first day, and that was up from like 200-something a day. I think Rachel Maddow's went from gaining 200-something followers in a day to losing 20-something thousand followers in a day. The very first day Twitter was announced that Elon owned it, the list went on. It was crazy. I can't even imagine how those numbers work other than maybe bots being disappeared, you know, erased and people actually being able to follow. I'm sure they've had censorship just like TikTok has. You know, we've got Packing Patriot that's been trying to follow people and trying to like people's videos, and TikTok's worked out a new way to where we can't, you know, they're working on that, locking him out. He can't follow somebody back, and he's not on a follow back ban. He just can't follow him back. He'll like their video and run across it again, and there it is. He hasn't liked it. Likes disappeared. You know, we know what they did to me last week, shutting down 5 accounts at one time and then putting a device ban on my phone. Burned through 12 emails trying to get back onto TikTok that day. It's just nuts that they can get into your phone and mess with it and put spyware and malware on there. It's just crazy that an app that they have that much power. It has to do something with the government. There's no way that an app can do what they're doing and get away with it.
Well, I was happy because I gained 5 followers.
On Twitter?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I haven't been on my Twitter account. So.
And Kim, welcome to the show. Everybody
Thank
who don't
you.
Know Kim, that's a Canadian girl. She's a great patriot.
Canadian chick.
Go ahead. Canadian chick. There we go.
Yeah.
See, I get everybody's name wrong.
You must have been held to date in the early
years.
That's
understandable.
So, you know, again, back with the States there, we got Obama's who's really running the show. We all know that he's doing a third term. And, you know, oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's just one of those things. Now, I think with Elon taking over Twitter, I think what you're going to see is you're going to see a lot of these bots disappear. You're going to find out these big-name Democrats have nobody following them. You're going to find out a lot of things. Anybody now with real election fraud evidence will actually come on the line. And, you know, they'll start putting the evidence up on Twitter. And that's what they're most afraid of is people with real-time evidence coming up on the line.
Yeah, they're already trying to discredit. The Ministry of Truth is already trying to discredit the Biden laptop. They're saying that it's just a Trump campaign disinformation, you know, deal. They're just bringing back the same tactics, the same tricks they had last time. And we need to get loud about that shit. And we can't let this stuff go. Like the election, we can't let this stuff just go just because they want to sweep it under the rug. We have to get louder about every bit of it and start demanding, not just asking, but we have to demand this shit because they're using the same tactics over and over and over, and they just keep working, so they just keep using them.
Well, it's the same old playbook that they've always had, which is if you keep repeating a lie, people believe it. And, you know, and they keep going over and over and over. If you tell it long enough, they believe it. But we all know now from evidence that it is not a lie. It is the truth. There's a lot of sick things that are starting to drop. There's grand juries that's been convened, and they're just trying to get ahead of it. Now, that's why they had to admit to it, because, you know, there is a grand jury as far as what I'm told. I don't know that for sure now. Don't take it to the bank. But from what I'm hearing, There's a grand jury, and that's why they're trying to get ahead of the story now and say it's real, because the Bidens are being investigated. Now, hopefully, they don't take as long as what John Durham. I don't know what the hell he's been doing the last 5 years, but I wish he hurried the hell on and arrest somebody.
That's no lie.
Yeah, it's about time we start seeing some action, absolutely, on both sides of the border.
Yeah, it's well past time. I'm ready to see some real people squirming on the stand, not this Johnny Depp bullshit. I want to see some, I want to see Hillary Clinton up there. I want to see Joe Biden. I want to see Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. I mean, I want to see the Bush. I want to see them all. Trials, tribulations, all of it, man. It all needs to come out, and we need to hold them accountable.
It don't matter, Republican, Democrat. I mean, we want to see them all persecuted. Your Mitt Romney's, your Mitch McConnell's, right? Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy. You know, maybe some of our Canadian listeners don't know who these people are, but I spent a lot of time following U.S. politics, so I do know these people are corrupt and crooked to the core. I mean, we look right now, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, in Ukraine, in a war zone. You tell me there's not something fishy. You tell me now there's not something fishy going on there, that they had to rush to Ukraine to make sure it's covered up so they don't get in a bunch of hot water. Guaranteed 100. There's no way in the world they're flying into a war zone.
Why in the hell and when in history have we ever done that? Never. I can tell you right now. And, I mean, to send an 80-something-year-old woman over to Ukraine, in the middle of Ukraine during a war, that's just not something fishy. I'm smelling it a mile away.
Yeah, they're nervous, especially Adam Schiff. Anything he gets caught up in, I don't know how that guy's not locked up. You know, they spend millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars investigating Donald Trump, but yet another grand jury found nothing wrong. So, you know, again, how many times are you going to investigate the man and then not look at the people pointing the fingers at him?
Exactly. Yeah, they all need to be Gitmo. Gitmo for 2024, all of them.
Yeah, that's the best thing about our show. We can say these things and have fun saying them. You know, we can talk about election fraud. We can talk about the COVID scam Denny. You know, we can talk about all these things and say it like it is. I mean, we got nothing to hold back. Just, you know, a disclaimer, people have to realize that these are our opinions and a little bit of information we pick up here and there. If we know something for sure, we'll say it. But, you know, to me, this whole COVID thing, it was, you know, mishandled, misrepresented, you know, the whole nine yards in my eyes. And the sad thing is, when a real pandemic comes, nobody's going to listen. Nobody's going to believe it. Nobody's going to want anything to do with it.
No.
Exactly.
Cheated us for 2 years. I mean, they've been doing it forever, but about this pandemic, they did it. Everything they told us was misinformation. Everything they told us was a lie. And so how the hell are, you know, 80-70% of the people that are actually awake, how are we going to know? There's no way. We're not going to believe anything they say. They could be telling 100% truth, but the boy who cried wolf, you know?
Should I tag Joe Biden in on my tweet? So he can come in on the show.
Is he even allowed
Joe
to be
Biden
on Twitter?
Stand up.
I wonder would he even know how to dial in.
He doesn't even.
I got a lot of connections.
I can guarantee you right now.
Dial up.
That he doesn't. He's probably got his own. Yeah, he does not have a cell phone. They don't trust that man with anything.
No.
That man is sitting at home right now in his diapers and being fed some oatmeal and stuffed bananas before he goes to bed. I mean, getting ready for his phone.
He's still wandering around the White House. He's wandering around the White House.
Flipping
hot sauce. That's what. Yeah, it's sad, and I don't mean to make fun of an old man, but you know the guy is just corrupt.
You know,
the Biden crime family right from the get go. I saw a video on the internet. You know how people are. Watch it before it gets taken down, and it was taken down, and it was a young girl that kind of had her blocked out, so it wasn't really, you know. But it showed Joe Biden there with a whip, and photos are easily doctored. But I mean, you know, it just had a smell of legitimacy to it for some reason. I wouldn't put it past him. And, it was just sad. I mean, according to some of the stuff on Biden's laptop, there was a Chinese radio show. And I watched it way back when. They were putting out a lot of stuff that was on that laptop. That's where all those pictures came from of Hunter Biden smoking crack and all these things. It came from those guys releasing them. So, you know, they're going to put out misinformation too, so that when they prove the false one, you know, you won't look at the other one. So we already got to watch for stuff like that. But, I mean, if anything, any crimes against children, stuff like that is there, well, you know, may God help them. Because Patriots won't.
Yeah, they'll have to run and hide in the darkest, deepest holes because there won't be a rock unturned, a stone unturned. It's crazy, man. I cannot believe the world that we are living in. I never in my life thought, after being a conspiracy theorist, you know, if that's what they want to call us, for 15 years, and knowing half of this stuff, it's still hard to believe that we are where we at. I just can't believe it, man. You know, if you don't pay attention to history, it's bound to repeat itself. And there's a lot of things that are repeating themselves right now.
Well, you said it. I mean, we are heading right back in the days of Nazi propaganda. We're seeing, you know, the Ministry of Truth. We're seeing, you know, they're all frightened to death of this misinformation. You know, we've never worried about that before. Why all of a sudden are we dumb enough now we got to have people decipher our information? I mean, it's insane to me.
What are they scared of? If we're just ignorant, hillbilly, conspiracy theory rednecks, then why not let us talk, let people hear it, let people laugh at us, let them make their own decisions, whatever they want to do? Why are they so afraid of us? Why am I being deleted from an app for free speech when I'm not even spitting out propaganda? I'm not telling lies. I'm not being hateful. And I'm having videos taken down for bullying, harassing, violent, and extreme behavior. I mean, the video that got violent, extreme behavior was because I told TikTok, or I told everyone that I'm going to file a class action lawsuit on TikTok. I put the email on there. That's all it was. And it got shut down for violent extremist. I mean, that's just nuts. In America, where we're supposed to have the First Amendment, freedom of speech, I can't say anything without being banned or deleted. It's just nuts.
Well, I put up a video promoting Chris Big Red, and they flagged it for dangerous individuals. And I appealed it and lost. I mean, come on. Like, it don't even make sense.
Well, Chris is kind of a dangerous individual. We've got a caller that's on the line. Do we want to let them in right quick before we get started with Chris? He hasn't turned in yet.
Sure.
All right. I'll go ahead and let him in.
I'm going to text Chris the number now.
Yeah. All right. So we've got a caller in. How are you doing tonight? Hello? Can you hear
7311, are you there?
I guess not.
Oh.
All right. So going to get rid of that one. And if they want to call back in, they can call back in. I'm not really sure what was going on with that. But
maybe it was Zippy.
Yeah, guys.
Zippy was calling in.
Was it?
It
it's
could
not
very
the number
well
that
have
I
been
wrote
Zippy.
Down. It's not the number. Oh.
Well, Chris has two numbers. He has an American number, too.
Okay.
So if it was a 701 number, okay.
Oh, okay.
As long as you got
both of
those.
Yeah. So,
all right, let's try them again.
Do you want me to let him in?
Yeah, I'll do it right quick.
Okay.
All right. Caller, do we have you in here now? Hello. I don't know what's going on with this thing. I'm just going to leave it on there, and if they start talking, awesome. And if not, we'll try again in a minute. So, anyways, what do y'all think about all these plants being burned down and targeted here lately?
Ooh, scary stuff.
We had another Purdue plant went down yesterday, a chicken plant went down yesterday. And then not only that, I read where they had to burn and incinerate about 500,000 chickens at one of the plants because of, the avian bird flu that's going around. And I'm doing that with my quotation marks in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's getting pretty scary. It's crazy.
It's affected people even up here, too, because they have stopped selling. A lot of farmers, people that have little hobby farms, order their chicks this time of year, and they are being told now that, no, all these chicks have had to be destroyed because of this avian flu.
Yeah, and, that's what I was reading an article. And then I read an article about Alaska where they were sending 500,000 bees up to Alaska, Delta Airlines, and it was supposed to be a direct flight from I want to say California to Alaska, and somehow the bees ended up maybe in Georgia, and they got put on a layover somewhere, and, almost more than half of them died. The other half is probably dead now. It's nuts, the things that's going on, and that can't be an accident. How would 500,000 bees being transported somewhere just get left out on a tarmac for hours? I mean, 3-4 hours? It's just nuts. This stuff is happening on purpose. It's being planned. I don't know. It's getting scary. I know that if you're not preparing, if you're not getting prepared, then you need to do so because there are definitely food shortages on the way. And if I'm wrong about it, I will eat my words. And you can donate stuff to the food pantries in a year or two, when we're past all this. But I don't see it being false. I see stuff happening probably around the end of the summer. There's already shortages, but I see it getting definitely heavier towards the end of the summer.
Did you see who that number was? Are they still on? Can you hear us? Or
I think that Kim might have muted them.
I muted them because they're not speaking. They may just be listening. Yeah.
Yeah, they may just be listening in. They don't have the internet or something. They may have called up just to listen. It's not one of the numbers that I have for Big Red, so it probably just Zippy listening in on the radio show, waiting for his daddy to call in.
Yeah, well, he said he had to fuel up and stuff. So it's. That's fine. But, with the food shortages, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, they've given us plenty of ammunition to talk about, so we can go on for hours without anybody because the government doesn't hold back on giving us things to talk about.
Well, again, with these shortages, I mean, that's the thing with the Satanist religion and their playbook. And, we're hearing a lot more of that, and they're compelled, apparently, I don't know too much about it, but they are compelled to tell the world exactly what it is they're planning. And they do it a lot of times, now I'm really getting into conspiracy theory, but, when you really look at how things, how they kind of tell you Simpsons and, all this stuff that's coming out that's actually happened, I mean, it'll just blow your mind. And, they're telling us there's going to be food shortages. So we should listen. Now, all these factories catching on fire, who's behind it? I heard that the Minister of Agriculture, I don't know if it's true. I've seen articles going around the Internet. Joe Biden's Ministry of Agriculture was arrested. Did you hear anything about that down there? Michael?
Oh, did we lose Michael?
Can you hear
that? Man down. Oh,
yeah, there you go. There you go.
Man down.
I was just talking and saying, can you hear me now? But I can't find anything from a credible news source that I use to back that up for me. I did see several articles stating it, but I can't find anything from a source that I would use to make a video on, so I haven't stated anything on it. Just because, you know, I'm like you. I don't like to state anything unless I've got, you know, proof that I'm backing it up. And I haven't really gotten – I haven't found anything. Hey, Infinity, how are you doing tonight, girl? I'm talking to some people on the chat there. But I just haven't found anything to back it up, but I would sure love for that to be true. That's for sure.
Well, yeah. You know, someone got to get to the bottom of all this stuff. I mean, you look at the stuff your FBI down there is caught up in. I mean, they couldn't even charge those people with the Governor Gretchen there, Pittner or whatever her name is. You know, it was basically entrapment by the FBI to steal some headlines. I mean, you know, these people were trying to nail the President of the United States from your top levels of the Justice Department to your FBI, to your CIA, and I mean, probably other countries around the world from what we're hearing. And yet, you know, crickets.
Yeah, it's crickets. It's exactly right. You can hear them. They're loud. It's pretty crazy, man. I'm baffled by it. Sorry, I'm texting Kramer. Kramer just texted me. Said that they've been in meetings all day and they're an hour behind us. So he thought he still had about 30 minutes. He just got out. So I was texting him. They're in that gubernatorial race over there, and I guess they've been in a campaign all day. So, anyways, he just texted me back and said he was sorry and apologized to everybody. They got the time zone mixed up a little bit, but they're going to call in here in just a little bit and give us about 30, 45 minutes of their time, too. And we'll talk about a little bit of what's going on over there in Nevada right now.
Yeah, and Chris just said he's going in for a quick wash and break there, and he'll be right on. So we're going to have an interesting show tonight.
Yes, we are.
Those listening, you know, feel free to call in. We want to hear from you. This is why we made the show interactive. That's why we like this platform. You know, everybody's following. We haven't been doing a good job getting the message out. That's why we have Kim here now. She's going to take over that, start getting the links out, and our Facebook page, United Patriots, United Patriot Radio Show. It's on Facebook. Look it up, and the link is there.
I'll drop the link in the chat in just a second.
Awesome. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you. Welcome.
And we're going to keep getting it out. It's on my Twitter, chattyo2778, you know, and the more and more people now that know how to find us, it'll grow fast, and we'll get the word out. You know, TikTok don't really want us leaving their platform to go somewhere else. So, you know, they kind of slow down your videos that have any mention of the radio show, or you do not like the word, that's for sure.
No, they do not.
They don't just slow mine down. They give me a violation and they take it away for 3 days, and then they put it back up. I'll make a video Sunday about the radio show, and then it'll be back up Wednesday and people can see it, and then they'll take it away again Saturday or Friday, you know, just right before the show, so nobody knows what's going on.
You've got to start doing them like a week in advance so that when they take them down and it comes back up, then it's all new content.
Yeah, they just won't put it back up until after the show. But maybe I can wear a mask and make a video about it. Maybe they'll let that go. Put my FJB and FJT mask on and see how people like that one.
Yes, sir. And, you know, but that's what you want, one of those anonymous masks, you know, say the Texas Patriots, it brings in views, right? You know, these little catches, I've been watching a lot of these TikTok on YouTube, and, you know, just seeing what people have to say. They were interviewing some people who review content on there. So I want to listen, you know, what they deem violates and don't violate and all this stuff. And, you know, what they were saying is they actually want people to grow their TikTok. So guys like you, they don't want to get rid of you. You know, a lot of times it's the algorithm that picks up some of your words and gives you the boot. The problem they have, I find, is it didn't take too long to get back to you. So by the time they're getting back to you, you're already upset. God, I'm going to sue you. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. So then someone reads that, and they're like, now they got no time to help you, right?
Yeah. If they even get back to you, that's the thing that makes me the most angry about that app is there's no way to run a business. You know, I mean, the way that they do us, we make them a lot of money. They steal money from us every time they delete one of us that, you know, had anything on their lives built up. You know, they steal money from the people that are buying gifts. They take like 63% of that money. So it's just a big pyramid scam is all it is. And they're getting rich off of people, and it's just not fair. And then you have nobody that's being held accountable for it. So it's just nuts. There we go. We've got Big Red calling in. You want to let him in, Kim? But it's a pyramid scam. It's that's all it is, and it's ran by communist socialist assholes that have no accountability towards them. So.
And, you know, just to remind everybody, if anybody do happen to call in with Chris, because of certain stipulations, you know, we can't talk about certain things. So anything to do with Ottawa or protest or anything like
nothing.
That, you know, we're gonna call it.
I think we have Chris
absolutely.
In the room now. Did I connect you, Chris?
Are we here? Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
How's it going, guys?
Big Red. I am doing wonderful, man. I am doing wonderful.
Myth, the legend.
That's what I was just about to say, man. We really enjoyed having you on the show last time, man. I just found you again on my new TikTok page that I just made a couple days ago. So I've been watching
Did
a couple of your videos
back?
Again. Oh, man, they took five accounts from me last Tuesday. They're ridiculous. they
like
put a device ban on me. Yeah, they put a device ban on me and had me locked out. It's nuts.
Oh, my gosh. This is getting a little out of control with Silicon Valley and all this bull we're playing with between the conservatives and the, I guess, Republicans, Democrats down here, liberals, conservatives up north. It's a global problem. We're all fighting it, aren't we?
It's ridiculous. I mean, what they did to Michael, not only did they device ban him, but they put something on his phone that he could never, ever go back in with that phone. He had to reset it and, I don't know, do some other things just to be able to use the phone to get back into it.
I had to do a factory reset. Yeah, factory reset. I had to re-download, or I had to make a new email, and then I had to re-download the app in that order, because if I tried to do the factory reset and then download the app and then use my old email or any email that was associated to it, bam, my phone was locked out again. I did it 12 times until I figured out the order to do it and to get back on. And it's nuts. I just can't believe that they have that much fucking power over us.
You know, everybody says that, too. You see all those Facebook scam bullshit that says, hey, Facebook actually owns your profile. You don't own any of your photos and all that sort of shit. That was my case, actually, years ago. I lost my Facebook account. All of Jonathan and Sierra, my two kids, all their photos of them being the young little pups and truck photos and all that were all gone. And I tried to download my information from Facebook. They literally told me no. Bye.
Yeah. I seen a video the other day. And this lady's not a patriot. She's not political. She doesn't get controversial. Her TikTok page was basically a diary, a biography of basically her daughter's battle with cancer. And, you know, they took 3 years away from that lady's life that she had on TikTok that, you know, millions of likes and hundreds of thousands of followers for no reason whatsoever. They just pick and choose whoever the hell they want to mess with. If you do the wrong thing, say the wrong thing, you're fucking canceled.
Yep, exactly. I like Kid Rock's theory on that, don't you? That guy is a fucking
hell
machine.
Yeah. Kid Rock for president, man. Badass. That's, we need, you know, we need more people like that.
Yeah, I
people
I think
that
Donald
aren't
Trump
afraid.
For president. Kid Rock for vice president, don't you think?
Damn straight.
Absolutely.
Man. That would be badass.
Absolutely.
Liberals' heads are freaking exploding right now as you think about that.
You know it, man. You know it. Yeah, I would love to. I love listening to Kid Rock talk because he doesn't hold shit back. And like he said, he can't be canceled. Who's going to cancel him?
Did you see him?
Not his fans.
See him in the,
he has nobody.
The Tucker Carlson. Yeah. That was awesome. Just sitting there with a drink in one hand and smoke in the other. Not a fucking gift.
Funny as hell, man. He's funny. I love it. I love it.
I'm sitting in Jamestown, North Dakota right now. I just pulled in here with my oversized load for the night. Logbook's got 45 minutes left. Well, 49 minutes left on it. And I thought, I'm going to go over and get myself a beer at Applebee's and have a nice little steak supper. And then Chad called. Perfect timing. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you put the steak on hold.
I will get to that in a little while. So that is no worries at all. You guys are more important, so.
Awesome, man. Well, we appreciate
your
call.
Your co-driver tonight?
I just took him out for his little pee. He did his little rounds in the yard here, peed on as many trees as he could. And
good for you, Zippy. Way to be out there.
Zippy's a mess. I don't know where he gets the bladder power from. I think he lets a little squirt out on every tree, just capes it as long as he can. I've never seen a dog pee for more than 15 seconds on one thing.
He just wants to be the man, right? Little tiny dog going around like, I own this territory.
Yeah,
oh, he's
exactly.
I think he's got big dog syndrome, that little guy. He's so cute.
He is definitely a machine. I've seen him walk up to big dogs and intimidate them, which is insane.
No
way.
That's what the little dogs do.
Yep. Yeah, they don't know they're 10 pounds.
We're seeing that right now with Trudeau and Marcon, you know, with their little man complex, right? You know, sitting there barking. So
there's some controversy brewing over this conservative. I don't know, you guys don't follow the Canadian news as much, but I've been pushing this awesome man in Canada. His name is Joseph Bergeau. He's running for the leadership of the Conservative Party. We know he's the underdog. We know his morals and his platform and his what he has to offer this country is outstanding, and I think everybody needs to stop and just take a listen to this guy. And today he was squashed from the Conservative Party. He raised the money, he met all the thresholds, and was still kicked out of it.
I heard that, but I didn't have time to confirm that. So he was squashed.
He was squashed. As far as I know, we'd raised just under $400,000. I think it was, the threshold was $300,000, and he needed a minimum of 500 signatures. He was over 1,000 signatures. And he had to be in by the end of the month, I believe. I'm not sure all the details on it. I'm sure the Conservative Party is falling behind some bullshit thing. He's not an establishment member, right? And he can't be bought. So he's a threat to what we have in this country.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit anymore which party you're for, NDP, Liberal, or Conservative. After this, it just proves that these parties are all corrupt. They need to be cleansed somehow and thinned out and reestablished, because this is bullshit.
That's,
I like
sad
the word.
I was really pushing for him. I love his platform. I think he is so amazing, that man. And so many people I put his name out to hadn't even heard of him and were like, wow, this guy is unreal. And I said, he's the real deal. Like, follow him.
Amazing.
Sorry, guys. We've got a caller calling in right now. I'm going to go ahead and let them into the room and see what they want to talk about, see if they want to say hi to Mr. Big Red. So, caller, how are you doing tonight?
2679, you're on. Hello? 2679?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Yep, we can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yep.
I can
okay.
Hear you.
my name is Ashley. I just recently connected with y'all on TikTok. I run the TikTok Creations by Vandy Street. I don't know if y'all recognize who I am or anything.
I know exactly who you are, and I was going to give you a plug. Guys, anybody who's listening, go and look at her stuff. It's absolutely incredible.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. I was calling because y'all were talking about the censorship thing on Facebook and all of that craziness. And I just wanted to throw out there that the other day I got thrown in Facebook jail for sharing someone's vaccine side effects. I did nothing wrong. In fact, everything I shared you can find on the CDC website. And my question was, since when are we not allowed to share side effects of medications?
Since it goes against January, I'd have to say.
Since January of 2020, since the Biden administration took office, that's when we were
it's
silent.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
really
Silicon Valley's been, Silicon Valley's been silencing us for years, but it has picked up, and in the last few months, it's definitely ramped up, and it's only going to get worse.
Yep, I understand. Yeah.
And Ashley, what state are you from?
I am from Texas.
Texas. So you're just like Michael. Do you know? Do you follow Michael, the Texas Patriot? That's actually his handle.
Three rows.
I do, actually.
Yeah. Awesome. You said it's Creations by Brandy. Is that what you said? I want to put it up in the chat room.
Creations by Vandy Streak. V-A-N-D-I-S-T-R-E-E-T.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
Yeah, because I come across her stuff, and, you know, one of the things we want to do with our website and our show and our voice is to promote each other, promote Patriots business, and do whatever we can to help one another, you know. And that's what Chris, our guest here tonight, Ashley, I don't know if you know who that is, Big Red 1975, very popular figure from Canada. I know everybody asked him to run for PM, so we'll see.
I'm going to give a hard no.
I'm going to look him up right now.
Oh, you'll love him. Look at some of his old videos, and you'll see why he's so popular. He's a badass.
Awesome.
He is a badass.
He's
so.
Probably got more followers.
Are you on
than
TikTok, Vandy? Sorry, Ashley, are you on TikTok?
Yes, I am.
What is
your
TikTok
handle? You
can find
me under Creations by Vandy Street.
Okay. I just wanted to find you so I can put you in the room.
Awesome. I love how we all connect. That's what it's all about. Patriots United.
Absolutely.
Coming
together.
Look at that. Yep. You pop up as soon as you start typing it. Look at that. There you are.
I found I was through y'all's TikTok the other day, and I saw a bunch of stuff on there that I thought was really cool and I definitely agreed with. And I shared one of your TikToks. I duetted it. It was the one where you were talking about the children.
Okay. We want names, that one?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. That was, you know, I get fired up when it comes to the kids. And, you know, we started this as Patriots United, but, you know, we all are really passionate about the kids. And, you know, it kind of, that's where it's taking a turn. So, you know, we're going to use our voice to get as much information about these kids. We're going to start selling some merchandise soon. And, you know, we're going to donate, you know, profits and these things over to exploited children. That's our goal.
Yes. Anyway, I've got to log off here, but I just wanted to let y'all know that I appreciate everything that y'all are doing. And I think that what y'all are doing is awesome. And y'all stay awesome.
Sorry, Michael, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, thank you for your support. Appreciate a fellow Texan calling in with us tonight. I love it. I looked up the area code before I put you on, so I was like, man, this is a Texan. We got a lot of Canadians calling in, and I've got a Texan calling in tonight, so we're doing good.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm going to spread the word. I'll be spreading y'all's radio station.
Awesome, girl. Thank you so much. Appreciate
Thanks,
your call.
Thanks, Randy. Awesome. All righty.
So there we go.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I love people calling in. Love people calling in. I love hearing somebody from Texas. That's awesome, guys. We're spreading it. We're gonna be worldwide. Especially
go ahead, Chris,
North America.
You gonna say something? There's something coming up in BC this weekend, and I want to plug it properly, but I don't have enough information on my tips. I was talking to Rooster the other day, and he's running out there for a little bit of a cruise and a get-together for the children's sake out in Kelowna. I believe it's Kelowna, British Columbia. If anybody heads over to Rooster's page, I think he's got some information on there. Something's coming up this weekend, but like I said, I shouldn't plug something. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But.
I've got to go find him again. That's one thing that I hate about this damn deleting and banning on there, because every time I freaking forget who I got to go find, and I have to run across their video, and sometimes it's 2-3 weeks before you find them again.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It pisses me off, man, having to find all my friends again. That's bullshit. But, yeah, I got to go watch his videos because I'm about a week behind on him now.
Yeah. He's back in Alberta now. He came back off his British Columbia run. He said he was heading back. I believe it's this weekend. Like I said, I didn't get to get the information from him. But it's a charity for the kids out there this weekend, I think.
Well, you know, I mean, we all got voices, and you know, let's use them for good. You know, the media want to paint us out as a bunch of criminals and all these things. It makes me sad when I hear them say that about people, you know. That's not it. That's not what it's about at all, you know. We just want to live regular lives. Leave us alone. That's it. Just leave us the hell alone. That's what I've been saying all along. Leave me alone. Let me go about live my life the way I want to live it, like I've always done.
Let us know that our kids are going to grow up in a safe and you know, decent freaking world. That's all we want. We want to be left alone, and we want to know that our kids are going to have a decent world to live in when we leave. And right now, we can't assure that. So that's why I'm loud as hell. I know you guys, too.
There is some schools up in Canada right now, and I know maybe this is all over the world. I don't know. I'm a little bit segregated to this crap. But having a conversation with my 18, 19-year-old son here, there's a couple schools in Western Canada that are actually talking about putting litter boxes in the bathroom stalls because kids now identify as cats, and they've actually put scratching posts up. Now,
They've already done this in Michigan. I can't remember which school, but there was maybe Lansing. There is a school in Michigan where they have litter boxes in the fucking, in the bathroom. And they said because of that reason. And I'm telling you right now, if your kid needs a litter box to go to the bathroom, he needs to be in therapy, not school.
100%
you know, put him in the back
yard. That's my whole problem with the liberals, right? You know, and you know, if you're a liberal and you're listening in, friends, I'm not picking you out in particular. I'm just talking about the 1% that's hijacked the Liberal Party. You know, they keep saying trust the science, but how can you trust the science of someone that believes in 52 different genders?
I like that new TikTok that's out right now for the going to the grocery store and getting your buying a rooster for eggs and finding a steer for milk.
I haven't seen that one, but that's fucking on point with what's going on right now.
Yep.
That is on point. You know, I literally asked my son the other day, he's 4 years old, like, you know, what is there on animals? Is there just a boy and a girl? Is there a man and a woman? And he says, there's a boy and a girl. I said, what about cows? A boy and a girl. I mean, he knows. He's 4 years old. He doesn't, you know, he didn't know of any other gender. You know, I mean, if a four-year-old knows the difference, I don't know how 40-year-olds don't.
But the trouble is these kids are going to go to school, and these liberal teachers are going to teach them that it's okay to, you know, I don't know, there's science on it and whatever the hell else there is, but when it comes down to brass tacks on it, there's male and there's female. I don't give a shit if you're transgender. You be whatever you want to be, I'm okay with it. But when you start teaching my kids that shit in early age school, like what Disney's going through, isn't it Disney's trouble right now is because they picked a side on this stuff?
$41 billion are down. And I feel the same way. Listen, you live your life however you feel you got to live it. But, you know, don't push it on my kids. My kids will live, you know, I watched this young boy. I don't know, many of you probably know who it is, but he was 11 years old. He'd been watching that drag queen show, you know, that one comes on, I don't even know what name it is. Ron Paul or Rand Paul or something other like that.
RuPaul.
RuPaul. You're probably on the show. But anyways, you know, so this little boy, now his mother was watching out with him from 3 years old. He ended up becoming a drag queen at 11, stripping in male bars, hanging out with, you know, older drag queens and all these things. To me, that's child abuse. You know, when someone's old enough to make the decision on themselves, well, you know, that's up to them. You know, I'm not going to judge them. They got to live their life however they're going to live it. But, you know, when you've got a child and influencing them in that way, and then you're letting them go to strip bars to strip at 11 years old, to be on the talk shows and all these things, I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's the state of the
world. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you guys when you're being raised, but I had a sister that was 2 years younger than me. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I didn't play dolls with her when we were younger, but that didn't mean to grow up. I wore a skirt. Like, come on. She played with G.I. Joes. I played with her dolls. It was kind of a trade-off when you're bored on the farm, I'd have to say.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that's the best thing about this platform. You know, we're lucky in a way that we don't have to worry about, you know, offending somebody because, you know, we're not trying to hurt anybody. If you don't want to listen, you don't have to listen. That's the problem. The world has gone too soft. You know, we're always worried about hurt feelings. I mean, we have buildings. There's a company here, Johnson & Johnson, a big insurance company. I mean, they literally have a cry room, and I'm not joking.
Oh, come. These are grown-ass adults.
I want a cry room for what's going on in the world.
Right? Exactly.
Ridiculous. Somehow we've lost all freedom of choice. And it's ridiculous.
Gone too far.
I think
when
I found the meme, Chris was
to everyone.
I think I just found the meme that I posted this on my Facebook the other day. It said, get some roosters for eggs, raise some bulls for milk, then you'll see that gender matters, especially at milking time.
Damn right you will.
You're
yeah.
Yeah.
Kicked in the face if you try to milk a bull.
Exactly. But I think our world is full of people that have gotten away with not getting kicked in the face and smartening up.
Right, exactly.
You know, there's too much pussyfooting around with some people. A lot of people.
In high school because I was too skinny.
What happened? I'm sorry, that was my outside voice. What the hell? I'm kidding, Chris. I'm kidding.
Chris,
we're
going to
give you the mute button.
No, I'm in charge of the mute button.
All right, well, I'm going to quit.
I'm not offended.
No, you're not. Quick, get Chris a cry room.
Mm-hmm. Find the cry room.
You know, And that's the whole thing, though. I mean, it's an absolute, you know, that's the problem. We got 1-3% of a very small population that make the most noise, and they're passing laws for this 1%. I mean, it's absolutely,
exactly.
And we let them. We just sit back
exactly.
And let them.
Yep.
Yeah. I just got to jump on the truck there for a second.
Let me get it.
Just, sorry. Go ahead
what?
There, Chris.
Go back over that again. I have no problem with what you want to do with your life. I am not criticizing anybody in any such means, but when I have to listen to that shit, my kids get taught it in preschool or kindergarten, stuff that they don't need to be taught about sex ed and that. It doesn't matter. I don't. When I was a young kid, I don't think we learned about sex ed until we were in grade 8 or 9, I believe. Now they're teaching it in, you know, the first few years at school, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We got another caller calling in. We got a couple people actually on hold. I'm going to go ahead and let somebody into the room right quick. Let's see who we've got on the line. I don't know why I couldn't mute chat a second ago. I was trying, but anyways, who do we have on the line tonight?
Hello?
Hey, how are you tonight?
Hello.
Not bad, guys. And ladies.
How are you?
It's Barb. It's Mama Bear.
Hey, Barb.
I'm listening in. Hi. When it comes to what they're teaching our kids, now, I'm a lot older than all of you. I'll tell you that right now. If you think of my handle, the numbers behind is the year. So, but we started our sex education in grade 7. And believe me, it was nothing like they're trying to teach our kids. My kids are grown. They're grown adults. You know, but I have an issue. I have a three-year-old granddaughter, a 9-year-old grandson. And I'm telling you, they will be homeschooled before this happens.
Yep.
There is no need of it. Like, I don't care what your personal preference is. I have friends across the board on all of it. That's, you know, doesn't matter to me. But you do not in any way teach our kids that at that age. And by the way, Chad, you're very dangerous to my account. I got banned twice or violations twice in 1 hour for doing that to you.
That's what they do.
I think
they're
I caused Chad a ban, too.
They're trying to scare people from sharing our stuff.
Yep.
They are. That's all right. I just opened the second account, and within 24 hours, I was up to my over 1,000, so I wasn't too concerned about it.
Absolutely, because we got each other's backs.
Bingo. We definitely
strength
do.
Strength and numbers.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's the only way to have it. You know, I mean, I can relate especially to Chris. I grew up on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this, yeah, we won't even get into that
farm.
End of it.
I love
yeah.
I love my peace and quiet. I can't stand the city
me,
life.
I need
yeah,
to.
Well, I love how we all have each other's backs and we all just look for each other because that's what they're going to make us do. And they're going to keep silencing us. They're going to keep shutting us down. And they're going to find new tactics every week to use against us. So we just have to be tactical, and we have to sit together, and we have to keep on the move and keep putting the information out there and keep sharing it.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
My theory
yeah.
is we wake one person up every day, we're doing better than we can.
Exactly.
Damn right. If I can
That's
get one person. Yeah, one person a week, one person a month. That person's
yep.
going to wake somebody else up that week or that month, and that person's going to wake somebody else up. And if we keep doing it, you know, it's taken a lot longer than what I wanted it to. That's for damn sure. I've been speaking on this shit for, it seems like, about 15 years, and I got called a lot of names for a long time. But it seems like, you know, here lately, I felt a lot better about things. I just wish that it would move a little faster because their plans are moving really fast.
Yep.
Well, I have some friends that were, well, I'll be honest, they are extreme pro-vax, or was. I made the mistake. I got it. I got the 3. I got some side effects from it. Now, they refuse to take the next set of shots, and they're starting to pay attention to what is going on. It's taken a lot of talking. And I mean, we've agreed to disagree on certain things, but there's 4 more people that are now awake,
yep.
that are now starting to prep, that are now starting to get things together.
That's what we're going to have to do.
You know,
we're just going to have to keep talking, keep spreading the truth, keep spreading the word. And
yep.
and the people that don't want to listen, you know, make them listen, or they can
I'm sorry,
just go
guys.
Away, or they can mute us, whatever they want to do, but. We can't give up, and that's what they want us to do. TikTok wanted me to quit the other day. When they put me on the device ban, they wanted me to quit. And you know what? If I wasn't so fucking hard-headed, I would have. And instead, they pissed me off. And so when they pissed me off, I was willing to go spend $800 on a new phone if that's what I had to do just to get back on there and to prove to them they are not going to shut me down. And you know, I'm a dick, and I will be a dick as long as I have to be to them. And it is what it is. This is a war.
Get a little burner phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. I'm going to get one that I can literally reset, factory reset, once a day.
Exactly.
Twice a day if I have to, because, you know, from what I'm seeing, you know, after doing this factory reset on my phone, within, literally, guys, within 3 hours, I had over 3,000 people following me, and I had 10,000 likes. And then all of a sudden, they found me, they violated me, and after that, I haven't had near the views. I'm up to like 5,000 or 6,000 followers now. I've had it 4 days. Well, it would be. I'm not saying I'm not being conceited or anything, but us Patriots stick together and we look for each other. And if I had 3,000 followers within 3 hours, then you're telling me within 4 days now I've only gotten 2,000 more. They're hiding me again. My views went way down.
I actually
so
have
I could,
to.
I just don't want
to. I actually have to go
look
for you now.
Yeah, that's what I keep being
told. I have to go looking for you now.
The first day, though, when I had the first day, I got on my son's tablet, and I looked it up, and I could look up my name easily. I could find my page easily. And on the hidden account that I had, I was running across my videos, and now I'm not seeing my videos on the other account, on the private one that I've got set up, and it's just ridiculous. Oh, sorry. I was going to say we do have another caller on the line, Mama Bear. So if you didn't have anything else you wanted to say, we'll probably
– Nope. I'm good to go. I'm good
well,
to
girl,
go, guys.
We appreciate
you have
you
a good one.
In. You too, girl.
Take
Thank
care,
you for calling
guys.
In. Thank you for
Thanks
support.
For calling
Goodbye,
in.
Yeah,
later, guys.
So.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, anyways, I'm going to go ahead and let this other caller in right quick. They've been on just a little bit long, too, and then we'll just keep our conversation going. So – Anyways, but, yeah, I love Mama Bear. That's not her first time to call in. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. Who do we have on the line here?
My name's Amanda. How are you?
We're doing great, Amanda.
That's good. I just wanted to call in and just to say, like, a huge thank you to you guys and everything that you guys have been doing, especially to Chris, because I am from Canada. And I was following him the entire time. I'm still following him on TikTok.
Thank you.
So I just want to call in and say thanks because I truly appreciate it. I have two boys, and I hate how bad things have gotten.
How old are your boys, Amanda?
I have a 12-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a busy year.
Busy, busy.
Very much.
Yeah, it's a fun age, and, we all appreciate you, too. You know, we wouldn't have TikToks and these things if it wasn't for you, the people, and we appreciate you calling in. I just want to jump in real quick. I miss Mama Bear. She's a real patriot. She duets a lot of my stuff, and I didn't get to say a piece. I was outside of my truck. So I'm very sorry, Mama Bear, if you're listening. I just want to let you know I appreciate you. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no worries, no worries. No, I was just calling in to say it. Thank you to all of you guys, as well as you guys are dead on as far as what they are teaching our children in school. I know my son's best friend is very confused right now on his gender and whether he wants to be a girl or a boy. And it's just disgusting. It's like, you know what, we were all born a certain gender and that's how it should be. And it shouldn't be so highly talked about in the schools as it is.
No, they
shouldn't.
They should be. No, I don't either. They should be playing at recess. They should just be climbing monkey bars and the shit we did. And
exactly.
It's just, it's
I don't even understand why it's a conversation. Like,
no,
you
they want them to be adults.
Why are they inviting this?
Yeah.
They want them to be
no
adults.
Idea.
That's it.
Yeah.
I have a friend out east that had a friend, or her son had a play date, and the boys are, I believe, 8 years old, and this kid was told in somewhere in school or whatever it was that if you feel a twitch, you're supposed to go to the private place and take care of business. And she caught this, you know, 8-year-old kid masturbating in her house, and she was trying to get her son to do it too, and she asked me what the hell she was supposed to do about it, and I said, I would phone the parents, actually. I would almost think that there'd be some sort of sexual abuse going on in this child's head in order to think that it's okay to masturbate in somebody else's house and try and coerce your best buddy into doing it with you. There's something definitely wrong there. But that's,
yeah, there's something definitely not okay.
That's not right.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's crazy. And honestly, like, he has came to me and he has said to me a few times, like, my son's best friend, that he's not sure. And I said, well, you know, buddy, I was like, at the end of the day, like, you are born one gender. I was like, as you get older and you start to, you know, recognize different things, then if you would like to change to a different gender, like, that's totally up to you. I was like, but right now, just be a boy. Just enjoy being
a
boy, because that's what you were born
as. Childhood. They're robbing them of their childhood. It's ridiculous.
Yes, they are.
You
it
know,
is.
This is not something a four-year-old needs to worry about.
No,
oh, God.
Exactly.
And they're trying to divide the kids against their parents, as they're trying to divide all of us. And it's
and then, like, even
disgusting.
It is, it is. And even, like, kids around my neighborhood, they'll come back and they're like, because obviously in my neighborhood there's people who are against the vaccination and there's people that are all for it. And there's obviously been children that have gotten the vaccination within my neighborhood. And there was this little girl who had came, and she plays with my son quite frequently, and she was all excited and, like, very, very proud of the fact that she got a vaccination. And she's showing it off, and it's sad. To me, it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I can't say that because, you know, that's not my child. But it's like, I pray to God that nothing ever happens to these children over it.
Oh.
Well, they've gotten us separated. So here's my thoughts on all this, right quick. I'm just going to say it and shut up. But they've gotten us separated where they want us, right? So they've divided us every fucking which way they could, and so now they are working on our kids. And so they're trying to. So with all this Common Core math, all this bullshit that they're teaching our kids. So just get away from the gender, you know, even that. They're trying to make us look stupid to our kids. When our third grader's coming home and asking us math questions and we're going, what the fuck is this? That's right.
Yep.
They're trying to make us look dumb. And they're trying to discredit us from our kids. So our kids think that we're dumb. We don't know what we're talking about. That they are the only ones that really know what's going on. And they want the state, they want the schools to, you know, raise our kids. And we've been too busy. You know, we need to be by the hundreds, maybe even by the thousands at these school board meetings. We need to be overflowing the doors, and they need to be holding them in bigger places because there's not enough room for all the parents to get in there. And that's how we need to be doing these schools. We need to be doing the same thing at our town halls, our city hall meetings. And we need to be flooding them with patriots, with proud parents that have morals, that don't want our kids being taught this stupid shit, because they are trying to discredit us. They're trying to separate us from our kids now. They've done everything they could to separate Americans, Canadians from each other, and now they're going to separate us from our kids, and we can't let it happen. This is all about our kids. Every bit of it is about our kids.
Yep,
now,
absolutely.
Chris,
absolutely.
You have two teenagers. Your kids are growing up now. It's a lot different now, I guess, from when your kids were small.
My boy turns 19 here on the 7th, so another 5 days, I guess it is, and Jonathan turns 19. My daughter turned 17 last month, and, where the hell did time go, hey? They're growing up, and I wish Jonathan would move out of the house, but I don't think that's going to happen for a little while yet. He'll be a basement dweller.
I have one of those.
He's driving truck.
Do you? You know what the turd said to me the other day? You know, he drove Big Red all last week. He was hauling sprayers, and that kid did an amazing job. He hauled loads that he just floored me with how good he was. I think it was more my anxiety letting him go on his own than it was his anxiety. He had a blast, but he said to me the other day, he says, where are you going? I said, I got to go down to Minnesota and grab a fertilizer floater for a customer. And he says, okay, when are you going to be back with my truck?
That's funny.
Little shit, you.
So we do have another caller online, guys, and, you know, Chris has a lot of fans, so we do want to give these fans a good chance to talk to him. So You know, thanks
no
a lot
worries.
For calling in.
Thank you, guys. Take
thank
care.
You. Have a good night.
You too.
You
bye.
Too.
Bye. Bye.
Awesome. So we'll let our new caller in and see what we've got going on. How are you doing tonight, and where are you calling from? Hello, caller.
Me?
Yep.
Okay. Bitmark Canada here. Just wanted to say hello to everybody, especially you, Chris. I wanted to elaborate a little bit on what Amanda was just saying a few minutes ago about all this gender changes and a whole bit. Now, Chad, maybe you can sort of throw a little bit of discussion in behind this, because what people haven't paid attention to with regards to this gender BS crap is that, you know, in all different respects of what's going on in the world and the whole bit, we're always put into a situation of what they call preconditioning. So the preconditioning, I mean, when it comes to the mainstream media, for example, I mean, they just basically... And you mentioned this earlier about, you know, how they tell us what's going on and what they're doing and things like that. Well, there's a reason for it. You know, they push it and push it and push it and push it, because that's a preconditioning aspect of what's to come in the nearby future, or what they're aiming for in the nearby future, or what's to be implemented. So getting back to what Amanda was saying, with the gender changing and the certain... pushing aspect of, you know, being, and like you said, Chris, I mean, they're, you know, going into other friends' houses and such and performing different things that obviously is okay at home. So, I mean, either the parents or somebody or the school or whoever has preconditioned that child to think that it's okay. But what the reality is that as these kids get older and they actually become adults, now it's been pre-programmed into them that gender change is okay. So once again, we're backing into a situation where it's part of a bigger plan for the next generation. Because if you can sort of brainwash the one generation, then obviously their kids are going to be basically totally compliant to it, because it's pre-programmed into the mother and father. So you give me your thoughts on that, Chet.
Well, you know, and that's the way it all is. I mean, if you look the way they, you know, it's a military psyop, a lot of stuff. You know, if you're going to war with a certain country, you know, with Ukraine or Iraq, you'll notice they'll start showing you Iraqi colors everywhere. People don't notice these subtle things. But what they're doing in all your TV programs, all these things, they're preconditioning your mind to accept a certain reality. And that's what they're doing now with the kids. That's why they're pushing it. They want you to think that it's okay, you know, to feel that way, or you know, instead of going out and playing with dump trucks and dinkies, they want you sitting home watching Chris's buddy there, RuPaul.
I actually watched that show. Just let's be clear. I'm not gonna be on the damn show anytime soon, but I've watched it. I like to think I'm a little bit open minded with all that shit.
Yeah. Well, I just I keep telling people, you know, whenever the government or the higher ups, I mean, they basically push and push and push something on you. And I mean, this has been proven for decades. Whenever they push something on you, there's always a hidden agenda. And the thing is, people just basically comply and fall into it. And they don't see that, you know, this is a plan that's, you know, it could be a plan that's going to apply like a year down the road, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, whatever the case may be. But it's a preconditioning tactic, okay, that's you're guaranteed there's a hidden agenda behind it. And I'm just looking at all this stuff that's going on in the schools. And Mr. America there last week, I mean, he had Jess on there talking about her situation down there in Illinois.
And again, the same thing. It's all free conditioning for these schools, and I mean, it's to the point where, you know, you cannot put your child at risk to send them to school anymore because they're all behind a much bigger hidden plan, and unfortunately, that hidden plan is not healthy for their generation and the next generation right after them.
Absolutely.
So we got another caller on hold there. But
okay.
You know, I appreciate your call. Thanks a lot for calling in.
All right, no problem, Chad. Like I said, I just wanted to put that out there so people just, you know, they're aware that obviously there's a preconditioning plan. So I mean, there's something hidden there, and you just got to open their eyes and pay attention. So as for you folks,
what was your handle on
night.
What was your handle on TikTok? So we can put it in the comments.
Oh. Yeah, it's Bidmark Canada, Chad.
Sorry?
Bidmark Canada.
There we go. I know who you are.
Yeah, you might get used to me. All right, guys, you have a great night.
You too. We've got another caller online already. I think maybe Kim let him in. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, guys, it's Kramer.
Kramer,
Whoa! What
is going on, brother? How are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing better now. It's been a tough day, and I thought I had more time than I do, but I wanted to touch in. We're actually doing a live broadcast tonight for Tom Heck. He's running for governor in Nevada, and we're going to be doing a live with him in about 45 minutes. The pre-roll starts for it in about 15-20. But I'm out here in Nevada working to get him elected because we got to get these asshats out of these positions of these career politicians that keep screwing us over. So.
Absolutely.
I recognize the voice, Kramer. Hey, I watch all your stuff, man, and I appreciate everything you do.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's a battle staying up on TikTok anymore. I'm averaging about 6.5 days on is the longest I'm able to stay up anymore. What happens is, generally, I'm sure everybody else has seen it, Saturday night you get a ton of violations, and then Sunday they boot you. I got... went in to my account last Saturday. Saturday night did a live, was on, had 5,000, you know, 5,000 people viewed it. Great live, get done with it, and turn in for bed, wake up the next morning, account's gone.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen your stuff, so obviously they're hiding your stuff, right?
Yeah, we got to keep looking for them, right? I'm all the time. Go ahead, Chris.
No, go ahead, guys. I think they're shadow banning you. They got to be shadow banning you because I haven't seen your stuff now for a while, so your new accounts aren't coming up on my feeds anymore.
Yeah, this last account, when it came up, it was really weird. Generally, when I come online, I can generally get anywhere from 6,000 to 10,000 followers within a 24-hour period. And it had been up for a week, and it was at 2,000. So to your point, I think you're right, but I think it came with an early violation, and somebody at TikTok, we've got a girl on the inside that works at TikTok. So we've got a friend there that works there. She cannot access accounts, but she tells us what's going on and what's happening. And so that gives us a great insight as to what we're going to do next. And we've been doing that for the last 6 months. So you'll see that my accounts come on. Well, she said that the moderation process is very personal, and physical fights have broken out inside TikTok of people who are one person wants to violate someone and another person doesn't want to violate them, and they're arguing about whether they should be violated or not. That's where we are in the country. We've got a company that's silencing people's voices, basically as a test subject for what the feds want to do with this new disinformation governance bureau or a board. They want to control people's voices. And here's what's really funny, guys. If you're watching CNN or MSNBC and listening to these asshats set their hair on fire that the world's going to come to an end if Elon Musk lets people talk freely. All the hate that's going to come out. No, what's going to happen is the truth is going to come out. Because all the hate from bots. We keep finding it's the hate is from the bots. People aren't talking like that to each other. They're just not. It's bots doing this shit. By the way,
you
know,
half of Biden's followers
online.
We're live. Joe Biden's listening in. We got him on another line, and the misinformation board. They're all there. They're waiting for you.
The Ministries of Truth is all waiting for us. Yeah. Absolutely.
But Biden's got 39 million followers here on Twitter, and you'll see now that truth comes in. They're probably only like, you know, 1 million and 30 million bots.
I guess.
Well, that's what you saw on day one. I don't know if you saw it, that on day one that Elon went in, Rachel Maddow, for example, lost 18,000 followers on day one.
Yeah.
So you know that they're goosing the numbers, right? Now, if you're on Twitter, I've been on Twitter, back on Twitter for about a year and a half, and it's been slow growth on Twitter. You know, I used to, my last account on Twitter, I had over 100,000 followers. This time it's been slow to grow. And then all of a sudden, boom, one day I get 500 followers.
Wow.
That's because that's the growth. That's what we think is happening. We think that we've been led to believe that we're all alone and that there's none of us out here and that the left has everything. And no, they just have they control the narrative. So in controlling the narrative, they make everybody think that they're alone, and we're not. We are the majority.
I've said it 100 times.
But
getting
the majority to stand up. We got to make sure these people, our people, are these patriots. There's so many guys out there that want to have a voice, but they're scared. And look at what the government's doing to certain people. You know, I'm not going to say any names right now. Click, click. But you know, everything they can right now.
Careful,
at the wall. Yeah, I know. But it's the same theory when you're. You know, they want to silence you so bad, and they want people to live in fear. They don't want you standing up for anything anymore.
Well, that's the most dangerous thing to do, right? And that's what we keep in D.C. in the think tank, one of the think tanks that I work with, we keep having this conversation with our counterparts saying, why are you doing this? You're pushing us toward civil or revolutionary war in this country. Why? What do you have to gain? And they say, well, because of all your hate. Show me hate. Show me hate. I'm tired of this bullshit. I am so tired of the bullshit of hearing these double standards or these words be utilized, and they make a claim, and they never stand up to it, and they never back it up. Where's the hate? It's like what we're doing right now. As soon as I get done with this campaign in Nevada, I'm suing Instagram for defamation. Everyone who signs up to my account or tries to share my content on Instagram is told that I'm a liar. I have never spread disinformation or misinformation. Not one time. Not once. Because I'm giving the truth. The truth is now at risk. Listen, we've known from the beginning. If you get the vaccine, right, you get the vaccine, you can get the disease. You get the vaccine, you can pass the disease. You get the vaccine, you can die from the disease, and you can have an adverse reaction that can result in your death. One of those is not true. Did Israel have a higher rate than we did? Yes. All the information that I've reported on over the year, the last 2 years, has come directly from the sources, not newspapers. We go to the newspapers and we read the headlines and we go down to the third or fourth article or third or fourth paragraph and we find out that, wait a minute, that's where the lie is. The headline doesn't match what they're telling us in the story. So we go to find out where they got the information from the story from and then report on that. I'll give you an example, and this should piss everybody off, and then I'm going to have to run here. This should piss everybody off. Last year, I got into a Twitter battle with a journalist because we were reporting on a story, and you remember the story where the guy was supposedly he went to 40-some different hospitals in Mississippi, and they all turned him away because they were full of COVID patients?
Yep.
And he was having a heart attack and nearly died. And Anderson Cooper did a big fucking story about it, made a big deal about it. It was all fake. So I called the NPR, I called the journalist who reported on the story initially for NPR, National, got a hold of the journalist. Do you know where he got the story from? He watched it on CNN. He never called a single person. He didn't call any of the hospitals. He didn't talk to the family. He talked to nobody. He watched a TV show and reported what Anderson Cooper had reported. That was his story in NPR.
Might as well.
That's where we are today,
guys. Well, you know, Kramer, before you go, here in Canada, Now there's a big spike, probably down there in the U.S., but they're reporting it here in Canada. There's 176 kids now with a mysterious liver disease, hepatitis, form of hepatitis.
Oh, yeah.
And they're wondering where it came from.
Imagine that. Yeah, imagine that. And they've got problems with myocarditis. And myocarditis went up 181%. 181% in one group of age group. And I can't remember what it was. I don't have the stats in front of me. But that's the problem that we have. That's why this disinformation governance board has to be shut down fucking immediately. The government cannot be in the position of telling us what we can and can't say or telling other entities who's telling the truth and who's not. Because what we've seen happen over the last year, Hunter Biden's laptop, true story or
there
fake?
There you go.
Right?
There you go.
Hillary Clinton spied on the Trump campaign before he was president. Then they spied on him after he became president within the side the walls of the White House. Durham released that,
yeah.
Right? And so as soon as Durham released that, what happened? As soon as that filing came out, 3 days later on Sunday, I think it was on a Friday that Durham released that, on Sunday, the New York Times reported, oops, we got it wrong, Hunter Biden is a pedophile. Yeah, all those pictures that you see on there, that you've seen on his drive, those are all real. That's what we've been told. Then we get the 2 days later, 3 days later, boom, Russia's, we got a big problem with Ukraine, right? And all of a sudden, all the fake stories that come out of there, we've got Ghost of Kyiv, we've got Snake Island, right? We've got Miss Ukraine, that she's going to go fight with an airsoft gun. I mean, this is the ridiculousness of what we live in currently, and people are accepting it and won't stand up. So it's going to take guys like us that are willing to, listen, I lost $700,000 this year. Second year in a row I've lost that much.
Wow.
You think I'm pissed? I'm fucking pissed.
Yep.
You know, so my point is that it's going to take guys like us that are going to stand up. And at some point, and I've said this time and time again, history shows us that at some point there's the straw that broke the camel's back. There's something that pushed people too far, and one person decided to stand enough with another group of men, and women are part of it too, don't get me wrong, but generally men are the ones that take to the streets and fight it out, and that's where we're headed. There is a big consensus within the think tanks of D.C. I'll finish with this. There's a major consensus happening within inside the think tanks of D.C. that they don't think that we're going to have an election this fall. Now, we've been talking about that and wargaming that for almost a year. And really heavily in the last 6 months. And we kept coming to the same conclusion. It ends in revolution. That's where we're headed. If we don't get this act cleaned up, if these politicians don't get their act straight, that's where this country is headed. Canada as well. I mean, you guys are probably like the keg before we do at the position you're currently at. My point is this, is that I was saying that for the last year, and everybody was losing their mind and saying you're insane, Kramer, you're insane. And then all of a sudden, Naomi Wolf comes out 3 weeks ago and says the exact same thing.
Yep. Exactly. It's fucking nuts. It's fucking nuts. And I agree with you 100%. That's exactly where we're headed. Yeah. And with you losing money like that, if everybody thinks that their life's just going to continue the way it is and prices are just going to get higher and, you know, there's going to be food shortages, but it's not going to be that bad. No. We're all going to fucking lose everything if we don't fucking do something anyways. So either way, we're going to lose shit. We might as well win something from it while we're doing it.
Well, and that's the point, guys. And it's taking people to raise their voices and say we're done, right? That freedom is freedom. I'm tired of them splitting hairs with things. Mayorkas said today, I don't know if you saw his it was yesterday on the Sunday morning TV shows. He came forward and said that the border is secure. The border of the U.S. is secure. We're expecting 500,000 people a month to pour over the border after the 24th of May, or the 28th of May. And it's secure? Seriously? That's 6 million people, 6 million new people in the U.S. this year if we leave the border closed. We have to deal with these asshats. They've run us into the situation where we're broke. They've spent everything. They've spent our future, and they've made themselves rich. They've got to fucking hang or go to a guillotine. I don't care which, but we're at that point in this country now. And people say, well, Kramer, you can't do that. I just did it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of worrying about my grandchildren and my children's education and their future because these people are selling us out. Hunter Biden, I've seen the laptop. He has his penis in his niece's mouth. Bo Biden's daughter. FBI has had that laptop for 2 fucking years and has done nothing with
nothing
it.
With
that's
it.
The nation that we live in. We're good people. Canada's a good people. Great Britain is a great people. The majority of people in the world are great people. It's the politician that screw everything up for everybody. And if we don't get them out, they're going
to
destroy
the
entire planet. They're ready to go to war right now to hide what Hunter and the Bidens have done and the Clintons have done and the Romneys have done and the Pelosis have been doing in Ukraine. And by the way, you've got a bunch of people from Trudeau. Trudeau's one of those guys that's involved in Ukraine as well.
Oh, we know. We know. Yeah. And you look right now, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, now the two most corrupt people in the U.S., over now in a war zone. Have you ever heard of that? 80-year-old woman.
Yep.
You know they're over there because they're scared of something.
Yep. Yep. They're covering stuff up left and right. And listen, I'm no Putin apologist, right? The guy's got his own issues. The country's got their own issues. But when you've got Nazis in your backyard and when you've got U.S. biolabs in your backyard, yeah, I would suggest if we found out that Mexico or Canada had those entities in place and were going to use them against us, guess what the American military would have already done?
You're damn right.
Yep. And because how do I know that? Well, because since I was, I don't know, probably 18, 19 years old, how many times have we seen cruise missiles headed off to someplace in the Middle East? Because somebody did something to a president or the DOD didn't like, right? Light them up.
Exactly.
Well, they don't have any problem. We were getting out of Afghanistan. The Americans killed how many innocent people getting out of it thought it had terrorists in it, and they killed all these women and children?
Civilians. Yeah.
And then nobody says that Joe's a war criminal. The Hague isn't investigating that. It's Putin. And then we see the videos of the Russian soldiers being, you know, brutalized by the Azov battalion. This information has to get out. People have to stop being so scared about talking about it. Every cocktail party, you know, you go to a cocktail party, you're not supposed to talk about politics or religion. God, I love politics. First two things I say when I get to a party.
Well, you know, with them bombing innocent civilians, and then people wonder why other countries fucking hate the United States. Well, Obama did that shit. Bush did that shit. We've killed thousands and thousands and thousands of people that were fucking innocent just because we can. And people wonder why those fucking countries hate us to death and wish death upon us. Yeah.
Well, and again, we go back to, and it's what I keep saying in all my content, all my material, is that keeping things in perspective is important. That if we don't keep things in perspective, we'll lose sight of where we are.
Yeah.
And perspective is, when I was a kid, gas was 25 cents a gallon, 38 cents a gallon, somewhere in that ballpark. When I was a kid, you could say something to someone, and they wouldn't take it and try to bend it into something to get you canceled at your job or at your they just didn't try to get you canceled. And now what we have is we have a case of the people in the country are the asshats that live next door to Anne Frank. The people that turned Anne Frank in were following the law. Anne Frank was breaking the law. It resulted in her death, the death of her family, because a Karen next door turned her in. That's what we currently live in. People get there. Look at what's happening on TikTok with Savannah and the rest of these asshats. Right? They get their everything that they get is from outing someone else. Look what that person did. They don't create anything. They create no content. There's no thought
drama
in what they do other than look at that person. Right? So it's no different than I keep saying, telling everybody, life has not changed since the eighth grade. Everything's the same. It's just on a bigger scale. You know, the catty little girls doing what they do, that's Savannah Sparks. Right? That's what she does.
Yep.
She's a catty little bitch, and she's a mean girl. And she gets away with it because she's the top mean girl, right? But here's the thing. There's a point at which, and you're seeing it on Truth, we don't have these conversations. We don't have this shit going on Truth. Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
Right.
So I think, guys, what you guys are doing, what we're doing here, what my team has been doing for the last year and a half, 2 years, what I'm currently doing working in Nevada to try and get this governor elected, the things that we're going to do over the next week have never been done in politics. They've never been done to the scale that we're getting ready to do them because we're out-of-the-box thinking. The GOP here in the state of Nevada is corrupt. It's time to get them to get those people removed. In fact, the party just came forward on Saturday. This is telling you how corrupt it is. They've got 16 people running, and they said, we're going to endorse the candidates to vote to who we're going to endorse. And so on the list for candidates for governor, there are 16 candidates. They only listed one, the guy that they wanted to be the guy.
Wow.
That's how corrupt it is. So with that said, I've got to run here. I've got to get this live going here on my end. I appreciate it. And if, as always, you know, anytime, invite me back. But right now with this campaign, it's hard struggling during the day to get stuff taken care of. So
yeah.
I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you so much,
Kramer.
Have a great night, man.
Okay, thanks a lot, you know, and we appreciate you coming on and any time, you know. We definitely want to have you back.
Yeah, well, he's an awesome guy, awesome patriot, man. Absolutely love Kramer, man. Just I'm going to tell you right now, whenever I got back on TikTok the other day, there was about 10 people that I went and followed right off the bat, and it was you, Chadio, Big Red, Kramer, Freedom Stick, Packing Patriot. I had to find my brothers. And after that, you know, I start looking for other people, and then I got put on a follow-back ban. Anyways, you know, the list goes on. But, yeah, I went and found my brothers first, and then I start finding everybody else. You know, I appreciate everybody, but we all got to stick together.
We got to find out Chris's secret because he sits up there. I mean, he calls out all the trolls. He puts them up on the board. He don't hold no punches. I was telling him about me, and he was like, gee, you don't even do that. You're a model.
Chris is the Fed. Agent Smith.
I draw him out. I've said that before. You know, if somebody makes a rude comment that is just belligerent and evil, you get blocked right away. I'll delete comments if they're stupid and I can't, you know, and I know who I'm dealing with. I'm good at it because I've been a troll for so many years. I've been a number one troll on Facebook. I don't think people realize who the hell they're dealing with when they send me a stupid message because I have literally destroyed people's lives just for the fun of it.
Yeah. Hey, what's your number one troll's name? I can't remember his name.
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin.
That's not even a troll.
Yeah. I need to know what's the update with Kevin. I think everybody wants to know right quick.
You know what, Kevin? Kevin's quieted right up the last while, and I appreciate that. There has been
okay.
No more messages of communication, and because of that, I deleted all the Kevin posts off there. I've left it alone, kind of walked away from it. I got other things to worry about right now, and that was drawing quite a bit of attention out of me, and I just wanted everybody to know what was going on, and then everybody knew, and then we'll delete it and we'll move past it. I'm not an asshole. If the guy leaves me alone, I definitely will walk away from it. And he's been doing that. I'm appreciative of that, and everybody can lay off him a little bit.
That's all I needed to know, man. That's all I needed to know, you know. Good to hear.
I seen the TikToks of him going around with his daughter. I don't know why he would involve her, but you know, sometimes people don't understand who they pick at. I mean, you know, I get a lot when I get the hate come in the room. I just delete them. I don't even argue back with them. I don't fight with them. So when I watch this Chris go at them, I'm like, how the hell did he keep with the count? I made one comment. And in the comment, I put someone up and I said, you know, that's just stupid. Excuse me. I don't mean to call you stupid. Next thing you know, I got bullied violation.
Sorry, Jeff. You know, I'll watch these, and I take note on that. When somebody's constantly commenting on my posts and making their stupid, sly-ass comments, and I know exactly who they are, and then if I'm in the right mood for it, I'll make an example of him. The last guy I did that to on the weekend there, I had a hell of a good day. I made a couple videos about him, and he's been constantly commenting. These are the first guys that get all offended because I all of a sudden took them to task. And that's just point proven right there. I love it when they get all offended, and I know I have them right where I want them.
Yeah, exactly. I've had my account for 4 days, and I think I've got about 50 people blocked already. I'm just not putting up with the bullshit. And that may be why I'm losing accounts, just from blocking them, because, you know, they probably go make another account and then get back on there and report me just because I blocked them, because I won't argue with them. They can't stand that shit. They don't. They love cancel culture, but fuck, they don't like being canceled.
Nope. No, they're insensitive little babies. I love the mum jokes. You guys know that. The mum jokes are my favorite. So. There's honestly.
Yeah,
well,
I think that, you know, someone should not be allowed to report you unless they got 5,000 followers. Then they got something to lose, you know. If they're getting there playing these little games and they're going to lose their own account, they won't be doing it.
You know, if it just told you who the fuck reported you, like, they wouldn't do it because they want to hide behind their screen. If it said so-and-so reported you and for this violation and it tells why, there'd be a lot less of it. It's all fucking bots. It's either bots or it's basement dwellers. The Couch Gang, whatever they called it. But yeah, it's one or the other. But they definitely don't like being silenced. They don't like being censored. You know, they'll kick us off that platform, kick me off 5 accounts in one day, and then shut down 12 another that day, just that I made. But you silence one of them, and they'll make another account and just come back in vengeance and silence you just for the hell of it. And they get away with it. They can be a fucking nobody. No picture, no name.
We don't do that, do we?
No, man. I've never fucking recorded anybody's video except for the dude. The dude that says, hello, kids. That guy. I reported his shit, and then my account got fucked with afterwards.
But there was the one here back a while ago. There was a guy, actually a transgender guy with his breasts, and he had female genitalia, female breasts, and a transgender male. It was all right hanging out, and I thought, how the hell is this right? And I actually reported that one. I reported it multiple times, and it came back, no violations found.
That's right, because they want our kids. They want everybody to see that and think that that is normal, that is okay. And, you know, we fucking accepted so much over the last few years, you know, that now they just want us to accept anything and everything. And fuck no, I'm not accepting it. You do what you want. You have tits. I don't care. But keep them in your fucking shirt because it's not allowed on TikTok. And man, it's nuts. I've seen so much shit. Y'all don't realize when you don't get banned for a while, and then you make a new account, you see, I've seen at least 50 nipples this week. Girls popping babies off their nipples and showing their whole ass titty on TikTok for the world to see. And you report it, and they say there's no violation found. I'm telling you right now, I've seen 50 titties in the last week, and they weren't my wife's. They were all on TikTok, and they all had a baby attached and dropped off. It's ridiculous, guys. I've seen girls that are probably 13 years old shaking their ass with a camel toe. 12 or 13-year-old, man. It's fucking disgusting.
It's a pedophile that watches that shit, too, and I don't know why they throw that stuff out.
Are.
All it does is feeds those disgusting behaviors. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why the algorithms...
Best, right?
And what's that?
Adam Calhoun? Whatever his last name is there, he's the Patriot down the state. He's amazing. I love his shit.
I would love to get that dude on the show. He's a badass. He says it
he
like it
is.
He is badass. He said about a year ago that he was going to do it for about another year, and he was done. He said he was going to go hide in the woods, and he was just done. He said, you know, he's getting tired of the fame. He's just tired of it all. He just wants to be a nobody and wants to hide in the woods. And I don't fucking blame him. If I had the money that he has, nobody would ever see me again either.
But, you know, we have a problem with these, you know, big social media companies. They promote pedophilia. They allow, like, Twitter allows human trafficking, child trafficking. They allow child porn on the site. You know, I mean, they can find someone in the middle. You can find Saddam Hussein down in a hole in the middle of nowhere. But they can't find these kids just being trafficked all over the place? Like, it don't even make sense because they're not looking.
No.
It's not the priority right now, Chad.
No, their priority is to push that shit and to normalize it. That is their priority, normalize that shit. And it's not normal. It's not going to get normalized. We're done normalizing shit. We're done being okay with shit. That's it.
And, you know, we got to get away from this left versus right thing. You know, it's left and right belongs to the same bird. And you know, the sooner people wake up to that and see that they only use that stuff to divide us, you know, I would agree with the left, as I always say, but then we'd both be wrong. But, you know, you think a certain way, and I find people from the left, I mean, they just get very vile. I mean, vile, like they wish death on you, COVID on you, every other kind of thing on you. You know, I find at least people even on the far right are not as vile as that.
No, yeah.
People forget it's okay to disagree with each other. You know that in this world, everybody's so full of hate and ready to fight just about everything, but it's all online. Most of these people on social media platforms talking shit to one another would never do it face-to-face. They've never been hit in
never.
The face. They've never been punched in the gut.
Exactly. Yes.
Right.
We do
never.
Have another caller, guys.
Do we? Okay,
all
yeah.
Right,
we'll let them in that quick.
Okay.
I'll
let them in.
Yeah, I got it. And,
okay.
But, yeah, they want to normalize all this shit. Hey, caller, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, thanks. How's everybody doing?
Doing great. Who do we have and where are you from?
So my name's Donna in Ontario.
Okay.
This is Donna my number one fan? It is, isn't it?
I am on your TikTok an awful lot. I don't have a lot of followers, but I do have a lot to say.
Well, the floor is yours.
Okay, well, first off, let me just say thank you to everybody that came to Ottawa. That was just awesome what you guys did and put your jobs on the line and everything else for us. So we really appreciate that. And I just wanted to tell you about what's going on at school here. We live in a really small town, and my granddaughter came home with a permission form for sex education. She's in senior kindergarten.
Oh, my God.
So, of course, we said no. But part of the form was once you give the okay, you have absolutely no say on what they're being taught, and it's not revocable. So
that's
if we
ridiculous.
Had said yes, didn't like the information, we weren't allowed to take it back.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That's disgusting.
Five. Yeah, like she has absolutely no interest in that. She wants to play with her dolls.
Yeah. And why can't she? For crying out loud.
Right, like leave them alone. They're babies.
Why can't our kids be kids? Like,
exactly.
Ridiculous.
Because their agenda is to normalize all this bullshit. We have to. We have to be loud about this. If we're going to be loud about anything, and you know what I was going to say a minute ago, we were talking about the left versus the right. I'm going to tell you, from what I've seen, 80, 90% of the left doesn't agree with 80, 90% of the shit that they're pushing right now. They're just afraid to speak out of their own party. They don't want to be called out by their own party, and they feel like they're alone. And they're doing the same thing to them that they're doing to us. They want them to feel alone. They want them to feel left out. Nobody backs them, but in all reality, they agree with us, and they want to speak out about it. And I've talked to a lot of people about it, and a lot of them agree with a lot of things that we talk about and that we agree with. They're just afraid to speak out because they disagree with some of the stuff that we agree with, you know. And it's ridiculous. We have to figure out how to talk to each other again really soon.
Yeah.
Well, our kids is the line that's going to drive us all together.
Yeah. We've got to push it. We've got to keep talking about it. We've got to keep pushing it because that's the only fucking thing that is going to bring us together. Excuse my language again, but that's it. That's the only thing that's going to bring us together. So.
And one other thing I wanted to ask your opinion. So many patriots said in Ottawa that the goons that were beating everybody up were non-English speakers. And we did train the Ukraine. Are they Azov or something they're called? We trained them in Canada. What are the odds that the goons that didn't speak English were from there? Because they're actually Nazis.
But no, the only thing about this conversation, you know, because of Chris's conditions, he's probably not comfortable speaking
sorry.
About that,
yeah,
you know. So we kind of just, you know, we just don't want anybody to get any, you know, something said wrong where someone could get in trouble. But I will.
I don't want him to get in trouble.
Next week, I'm going to go off. So.
I was going to say, I'll talk about that next week. I'll let you know my thoughts on that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. No, I don't want to get anyone in trouble at all. I just, you know, whenever you want to speak about it, by all means, I just keep wondering why nobody is speaking about it. That's all.
There's a lot of things people are being quiet about that you know, we're distracted. They keep throwing distractions out there. There's something new every day. Every day there's something new. And there's a couple things every day. And there's something to keep us fighting every day. And so as long as they can distract us and keep us fighting, we're not talking about what we need to be talking about. And so there's a lot of things that need to be talked about. We need to turn our fucking TVs off. We need to talk to our neighbors. We need to talk to our friends. We need to talk to our family, even the ones that we've been fighting with over this stupid vaccine and over the stupid pandemic. We need to open up to each other. We need to apologize to each other, and we need to listen to each other.
I agree.
That's
about all I had to say.
Yeah.
Thanks, Donna.
Well, awesome. We appreciate you calling in tonight, girl. We're going to end the show on a good freaking term. This was great. Everybody calling in. Kramer, I'm glad he got to call in. He texted me last minute that they got a plug on a little TV show over there on a news channel local over there in Nevada, and that's why he had to cut us short tonight. He had already had issues with getting out of a meeting earlier, so he's going to come back on the show again soon. He wanted me to let everybody know that he had a great time, and we had a great show, guys. So I really appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate everybody calling in. Big Red, we love you, man.
Yeah.
Love what you do, and I want to end the show with you, man.
Hey, man, I want to just remind all Canadians. I want to take just a minute here just to remind all the Canadians and Americans out there. We got a soldier walking from from west to east in Canada right now. His name is James Topp. He's marching for freedom, and he is around the Brandon, Manitoba region right now. I believe that's where he is. This guy needs a shout-out and needs everybody to support him as he makes his way east. He's fighting for our freedoms.
Well, you know, he's got a place to stay when he gets to St. John's, so I'm definitely going to find him. I met a guy 1 year. I seen him, you know, because I trucked back and forth the island, and I seen him walking from the ferry. And anyways, about a week later, I seen him in Central Grand Falls in Newfoundland. So I pulled over and asked him. I said, like, what are you doing? Like, you walked all the way from Port-au-Basque. He said, I came from Vancouver. I couldn't believe it. I literally couldn't believe it. But yeah, anybody listening, you know, do whatever you can to support that great patriot. He's a veteran too, is he not, Chris?
Yes. Yep, he is. Yeah, he's a veteran of the RCMP and of the Canadian military, and a stand-up guy. Met him once, shook hands with him, and we had a little get together in my hometown when he came through there. Amazing guy. He's got a great team behind him. He just needs the support, and he needs to make sure everybody keeps getting the name out that he's walking.
That's awesome, man. I fucking love that. I really do. I support our veterans in every way that I can, but for somebody to take the time out of their life just to do what he's doing, he's got my support 100%, man. And I hope everybody goes out there and shows their support and gives him anything he needs along his way. That's awesome.
Doesn't he have a Facebook page, Chris?
He does, yeah. James Topp.
Yeah.
His website is canadianmarches.ca,
yeah.
I believe. I plug him up as much as I can. He's an amazing man. I met him. Did a TikTok with him when we were in the hometown of South Current there a couple weeks ago. He was an amazing guy.
Put that in the comments there. And Chris, you know, we want to get you on again where we can promote it, you know, to your crowd so they could call in and actually ask you some questions. And, you know, we kind of do things last minute. But the other thing is, You got an open seat. Any Monday that you want to come in and blow off some steam, the seat and the floor is yours. No matter who we have on as a guest, you'll come in and just slip right in.
Appreciate that, guys.
Absolutely.
Well, it was kind of a last minute thing, but we did a little bit of plugging, and a lot of people were messaging me saying, "Hey, you're going on the radio show tonight." So hopefully, there's a few people that caught it in time and got on here to say hi.
You got a lot of people in this chat room. A lot of people in this chat room saying hi to you, saying they love you, telling you thank you. The people love you, brother. The people love you.
So what we'll do, Chris, is the next time, we'll do it a couple weeks ahead of time. I mean, you're free to come in anytime, any Monday you want to, no matter who we have on. I mean, we'll get you right on to and into the conversation. But the next time we'll really plan it so people will know and ahead of time. So then, you come in and we'll just stay quiet and let all the people call in, and we'll just be your bodyguards, keep them off you,
You guys, you guys imagine what it'll be like when I don't have to worry about what I say.
I look forward to that.
I want to be the first.
There's a lot of trolls out there.
You remember, I'm an agent, right? I told you. I'm a good agent.
Chad's going to be my agent.
I'm recording everything you say.
All
right, Agent Collins. I'm going to mute Agent Collins right quick. Well, man,
they're a big percentage,
you guys,
here.
Man, I
what
love you. You guys, it's freaking awesome doing this with you guys. It really is. It's a pleasure. It really is, man.
We'll boost it up a little bit. We'll get the word out a little bit. We'll have a little bit of, in the next couple of weeks. Whatever works for you guys. My days are so busy running.
We'll schedule it better next time.
Yeah, but like I said, next Monday, you're around this time. You want to call in, you just text me that you're calling. And again, we'll give you the floor. I mean, you'll come right in on our conversation. I think we got Jessica May. Many people know her. I think she's coming in next week, providing she can get it off or whatever. You're welcome to come in then, too. She has some amazing content.
Yeah, she does. I really just want to say thank you again for stepping in last minute, too, and helping us build the lines while Kramer's busy with that campaign. That was awesome of you, man.
Yeah, anytime you
get because nobody was disappointed.
No, man, everybody was surprised. It was a great surprise for everybody. And then Kramer's conversation in the room, it was great. It was an awesome night. Awesome show. We'll be back next Monday at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone. So, You guys have a great night, and we'll see you next Monday.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.